So here, reality, Buddha nature, is breaking through in the Bardo in the form of the red Buddha Amitabha. But we can't deal with it. We can't respond. We keep it out through craving. We fall back on our craving. And again, we can look into our own experience. A space can open up, maybe in meditation, maybe in creative endeavor. We start to feel we're opening up to new possibility. But craving erupts. And if we follow it, the space closes down. You know, you get the phenomena of the snack after the puja on retreats. You have a wonderful puja, very open. I'm not talking about people, you know, have dietary needs here, but something else. The snack after the puja, you have a wonderful puja, you're opened up. You know, you're sort of inspired, you feel as though things are opening. Go and have that big slice of bread with the peanut butter. Just damp that down. Just push that down. Then everything's all right. We've fixed it. You know, we've fixed the open space. Or, you know, the classic is, you know, falling in love after the retreat. Fantastic retreat. You know, you're going to gain enlightenment. You're spiraling up. And then you see the beautiful woman or the beautiful man. And then you've closed down that bright open space. Or maybe some people would disagree with that, but people crash. You can think of your own examples. I'm noticing myself a very strange phenomenon, so I feel almost embarrassed to mention, but it does. I have to mention it because it's a good example. Sometimes when I put aside time to write something, maybe it's an article, maybe it's a talk, maybe it's something I'm really inspired by, I can really feel, you know, the richness of possibility. I know I'm going into a sort of creative space. Just, you know, go into my room, I sit down, and I suddenly feel intense sexual craving. In fact, the energy, it just goes, you know, right down to my genitals. Very, very vivid sexual craving. In a way, it's sort of quite pleasant in a certain sort of way. But I know very well if I followed that, I'd just lose that creative impulse. It wouldn't be directed, it would be squandered, it wouldn't go into that creative impulse. Phew, somebody nodded when I said that. I'm so pleased I'm not a pervert. So maybe watch yourself, you know, in retreat, in the gaps, in the spaces. Watch the craving that arises in the spaces. And don't just follow it, just give your attention to your overall purpose. Remember to discriminate. Remember the red light is the light of the discriminating wisdom, the light of the distinguishing wisdom, the light of the discerning wisdom. A Buddha sees distinctions. He sees what is the path, what is not the path. He sees what people need directly. Apply that to the arising of craving in your particular bardo. Where will this go? Where will this lead? Bring some awareness to it. I don't have to feel guilty about it or anything like that. But where is this going? Where is this taking me? What is my purpose in life? What am I really trying to do with my life? Will I be really fulfilled if I follow through this craving? That's the thing about craving, whether strong or mild. We think that it's definitely going to give satisfaction. If I could just have that thing, that particular computer with that particular download or whatever you call it, that program, I'm a bit hazy on these things, or that flat screen TV for watching the soccer, then everything would be okay. Or that person, that beautiful, wonderful person, if I could be with them, fine, everything will be fixed. Or if I could have that experience, or that position, or that holiday, or that money, or that particular food, all will be well. But the fact is, craving is endless. If we base our lives on our cravings, and we probably base our lives on our cravings more than we would like to think, we'll become like a hungry ghost, just drifting along, always on the lookout for something outside of us to give us fulfillment. When we do get that thing that we craved, it doesn't actually do it. And there's a feeling of disappointment and emptiness and even blame. We blame others for not giving us the thing which we thought that they were going to give us when they never actually offered it. It was, we thought they were offering it. And we carry on with this endless, restless searching. Often we're looking in the wrong place, in the wrong way, for satisfaction. Praters therefore suffer from intense, neurotic craving. They're trying to get from things something those things cannot give them. So very often our craving for food, for sex, for intoxication through drugs and alcohol, our craving for entertainment, our craving for religion and religious experience, those things aren't going to give it to you. That's not going to fulfill you. Maybe what we really want is affection and love. Maybe that's what we're really looking for in these things. But you're not going to get it from something outside of you. You're not going to. That's impossible. You can only get love if you yourself are a loving person. Maybe actually what we really want to do is to give and to express, to be creative from deep within us. Maybe what we really want is enlightenment itself. Somehow we don't know that, and we can think we can get satisfaction from the things outside, from activities outside. This is very painful.